wing. Zach Kramer, right corner. Dribbling against Ivory. Could have been a travel. None called. That's the simpler. Signs high post down to Ballard. Left low post. He goes up for the shot. He's fouled. The basket's good and one. Brennan Ballard gets the scoring going here for USA in the second half. Their first points of the second half in 3 minutes and 20 seconds of action. Brings USA back within three. And the foul goes against number one for Flint Beecher. We don't have a number one on their roster, nor is there a number 11 out or number one out there. So the first team foul for Beecher in the second half. DeSimpler in the right corner, dribbling. Nothing there. Has to retreat back top of the key. Tries to go over to the left wing. Now goes into the lane. Puts up the layup on the runner. This one's no good. And rebound is there for Flint Beecher. 4:20 left in the third quarter. 28-25. Beecher by three. Allison, top of the key. Over to Ivory for three. Left wing. No rebound. Brought in by the big man, number 11. He puts this one in. Blake with his first points of the night. Now pushes it back to five, 30-25, Beecher. Or DeSimpler. Signs now, trying to break the press. Now they do to Hayden, to Zach Kramer. Drives in, down to Ballard, right blocked, and he gets this one to go. Ballard with having a great night, 17 points so far. 4 points for USA, all coming from Ballard in this third quarter. 30-27, Beecher by three. Burks, right corner, back up to Allison, over to left wing to Ivory. Back up to Allison. Feeds it in to number 11, Blake. Turns around, jump shot, this one short. Rebound Ballard into the hands of DeSimpler. Now signs with it, 3:20 left in the third. Still a three-point game, USA trailing. DeSimpler. Against Ivory. Now Ballard with it on the right wing. To the left wing to DeSimpler. Trying to go high-low here into Ballard. Left block goes up for the shot. And with the no-look hook shot, this one's in for two from Ballard. All 6 points from Ballard. 19 points in the night. We have a one-point game. Beecher 30, USA 29. 2:50 left in the third. Allison, top of the key. Back over to Allison. Down to the corner to Ivory. Burks with it now. Top of the key to Allison. Good ball movement by Beecher. In the left corner, Ivory for three. Yes. Ivory makes it a four-point game, 33-29, as they feed it into Harper. Into Ballard, goes to work, goes up for the shot. He is blocked out of bounds. USA ball. Mark Gainforth wanted to foul. Flint Beecher has a total of three fouls in the night. USA with six. It's 2-1 fouls for USA leading. In the second half, Burke sits down for Flint Beecher. DeSimpler to the high top of the key on the inbounds, who signs for the long two. No good. Rebound, Brandon Harper. DeSimpler left wing. Dribbling against Allison. He's going to have to get rid of it. 5 second counts on him. Harper can't bring in the pass, and it's stolen into the hands of Johnson. 14th turnover for USA. The three from the left corner is no good. And the putback slam by Tommy Johnson. This one went straight in the air, and Tommy Johnson came out of nowhere with the tomahawk putback slam. 6-point game. This gymnasium is alive. DeSimpler feeds into Ballard. Left block with the hook shot. This one floats in for two. Brennan Ballard now with 8 points alone for 21 on the night. 35-31, 4-point lead for Beecher. The fan base still electric after that last slam. From the 6'3" senior, the three from the left corner from Ivory is good, and we have a 30-second timeout called by Charles Williams. Ivory hits his second three in the third quarter, and now it's a 7-point lead, 38-31, 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here. As Ryan Brown's going to listen in to the USA huddle. Minute 23 left in the third. Beecher leading the largest of the night at by 7, 38-31.
Beecher is looking for something to go ahead and allow this team to explode. And that dunk that came out of nowhere seemed to energize everyone in this gym here at Moses Lacey Gymnasium. Everyone's really going nuts still over that. And they're thinking that, okay, this is going to be the catalyst that's going to get their Bucks on a 20-0 run. But this is where USA has to go ahead and keep their composure and just kind of fight through this and make a run a little bit later.
Ryan Brown from the USA Huddle.
USA talked about getting their hands out on the shooters now, obviously, because they're starting to knock down threes pretty easily. So they're going to have to stretch the zone a little bit, get hands on the shooters. Also, they're going to have to do a little bit better boxing out on defense, start collecting more rebounds and no wasted possession.
DeSimpler with it, trying to break the press. Cross midcourt, feeds it down to the right corner to Sides. Sides now being double-teamed to Harper. And he's stripped away from behind. Here comes Ellison. Goes up for the layup. He is fouled. The basket's good and one. This is why they're back-to-back state champions. They make you pay when you cause a turnover. Ellison's first points of the night puts him to the free throw line as the third team foul against USA of the second half goes against Aaron Sines. I have him for two fouls on the night. I could be wrong there. They have him down for one. As the first free throw and the only free throw from Allison's good. It's now a 10-point lead, 41-31. Minute five left in the third quarter. We have another steal by Beecher. And this one's in by Sammy Toynes for two. It's now a 12-point game. 43-31. Sines down to Ballard, right block. Double team coming. We bring up a whistle. And Ballard's going to go line for two shots. Just like that, Clint Beecher took all momentum to their sideline.
That's what they'll do. I mean, they've been here before.
As the 16th turnover for USA in the night, they had 10 at halftime. Six in the third at the line, shooting two, Brennan Ballard.
Foul was on Tommy Johnson.
And the first free throw, no good. Ballard now 0 for 2 from the free throw line on the night. He has taken all two free throws for USA. First foul against Tommy Johnson.
Coach Gainforth is taking out Aaron Sines. Give him a little bit of a rest. Let him to collect himself a little bit and make a run in the fourth quarter.
And Seth Gangler is in there. Hayden Ewald's back in the game. 35 seconds left in the third. 43-31. Beecher by 12. They trailed at halftime to USA by one.
When Beecher had the ball in this first part of this possession, there was 45 seconds left on the clock. Right now it's down to 23. Obviously going for last shot. I don't know. I would not want to stop the momentum if I were them.
15 seconds now. Toynes to Ellison. Over to Hurd. High post for the jump shot. Turnaround jump shot no good. 7 seconds left. Ewald into the hands of Kramer. DeSimpler for the long three at the buzzer, no good. And we have reached the end of the third quarter. Beecher leading by 12, 43-31.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebouin. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
USA outscored in that third quarter 21-8. It's now a 12-point lead for Flint Beecher. Ryan Brown from the USA Huddle.
Something they talked about during the huddle is taking away the entry passes for Beecher. Because what the guards are doing, they're taking the ball up top, getting it down low, and then kicking out to their hot hands. So Coach Gainforth made an emphasis to his guys, we've got to start taking away the entry passes so we can cut down on the three-point shots and also start looking to get really aggressive offense and defensively.
Tommy Johnson comes in and hits the free throw line jumper to start the fourth quarter. It's now a 14-point game, 45-31, as we have a steal here by Beecher. Into the corner for three. This one's no good. Rebound still loose and out of bounds. USA ball. Just like that, like a
14 points
like a
down.
Speeding really, train.
They really got to settle this down. Just keep their heads, see this game in slow motion. bring it down the next 4 minutes, about, down to under 10, and then make